The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where this afternoon it's the championship of the sub-state in Class 4A in the state of Kansas, as a couple of old opponents come together for the first time in a long time, as the Atchison Phoenix are playing host to the Hayden High School Wildcats. Hello again, everybody. When I wrote it down, so I get it right, it's Justin Fluke. He's producing and engineering back in the K-Radio Sports Studio today. Holding down the fort, Justin. Appreciate you taking time out on a beautiful day like this, but we're going to make it worth your while. Tom Couch with you here, court side. These two teams go back. I mean, way, way back. When I first started doing games, it was always Atchison against Hayden for the 4A. Chance to go to the state. We would be either in Topeka, head coach Ben Mesty, or Hayden. Here in Atchison, Chick Downing, the head coach. These teams had a tremendous rivalry. Years went on, the rivalry never decreased, and today it's going to be renewed as Hayden comes to town under head coach Dwayne Anthony, who, by the way, in the early 90s was a standout for Atchison High School, played on this very court, and I had a nice chat with Stan Purdy, his former high school coach, who was Chip Downing's assistant coach in the early days. Stan Purdy was his head coach here in this gym during his high school years. He's got family in Atchison, his parents, his grandmother's here, and so many people have come to see him. So many people have come to see this undefeated 24-0 Phoenix team. And this is shaping up to be an instant classic here today. It is SRO in the Atchison High School Gymnasium, and we're going to come back. We will bring in the starters, a little more insight and comparison into today's game, and it'll be the tip-off. High School Hoops coming up on K-Radio. We'll be right back.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Pia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
With us here at the high school gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, getting set to go to this Class 4A sub-state ball game. The PA guy down here, he's getting set to introduce the starters to our fantastic crowd on hand. Allow me to do that for you. First of all, for the visitors, Hayden High School, Topeka, Kansas, under head coach Dwayne Anthony. Hayden comes into the ball game today at 14-10 out of the Centennial League, and they're going to be starting Cade Mitchell. He's a 5'9" senior. 6'6", Connor Hanica, also a senior. A junior in Mason Becker. He's 6 foot tall. At 6'3", it's Makai Kidd. And running up the starters, 6 foot junior Carter Compton. So for Hayden, it'll be Mitchell, Hanica, Becker, Kidd, and Compton. For the Atchison Phoenix, and head coach Pat Battle, his assistant coach is Mark May. And Atchison, 24-0 out of the Meadowlark Conference. They are going to be starting Trayvon Gillum. Trayvon is a freshman at 5'11". You're going to get Jeremiah Thompson, the 5'11" sophomore. The 5'8" junior, Zadron Mays. You'll find Cale Williams. He's a senior at 6'2". And at the 5, it'll be Yogi Purdy, the 6'4" senior. So for Atchison, it'll be Gillum, Thompson, Mays, Williams, and Purdy. Hayden coming out of the court first in their navy with gold. Very South Bend, Indiana-esque, if you will. And for Atchison, it's going to be the familiar home white with red and gold. We're getting up a little bit late today as had trouble getting all the staff on hand. A little confusion about this rather unusual 5 o'clock tip-off time. But, hey, everybody's here. Everybody's set. We're ready to go. The fans, they just have to have a few more moments to build the anticipation and the eager expectation for this afternoon's game. So we're looking forward to getting this thing going. Atchison coming out on the court, coming into the center circle to jump it off. For Hayden, it's going to be Connor Hanica. For Atchison, it is going to be Trayvon Gillum. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The Phoenix and the Wildcat. These officials getting everything done for the book. It gives me a chance to remind you that this game is being brought to you by the station as advertisers and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or part may be made without the express written consent of CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. The ball up, the tip is away, and we've got an Atchison player who's been hurt on his cover to basketball, and he is down. We are less than 10 seconds into the game. The tip went into the backcourt where Hayden took it, and we have an Atchison player who must have gotten tangled up chasing for the loose tip. And we're already got a pause. We'll hang on to it here for just a minute and see if he's able to rise to his feet. The trainer is out there helping him get upright, and a couple of his teammates are going to help. Zadron Mays off the floor. He is putting no weight, just dragging that left foot behind him. Coach Battle on one side now and a trainer on the other. So for Atchison, bad news, 9 seconds into the game. So he will come out of the game and checking in. We're going to get Josiah Thompson, who is Jeremiah Thompson's older brother. So Atchison will make that substitution. And the ball is going to be put in play between the scorers table and the Phoenix bench. It'll belong to Hayden. And let's see if we can get this thing out of the way. Here we go. Wildcats with a basketball. They'll put it in play. It's going to be Cade Mitchell walking it back into the forecourt. Good take it between the circles. They'll go back door. Falling away. The shot goes up. We get a whistle, and we got a foul on Atchison. Right out of the get, it's going to be on Kale Williams. It'll be his first. Kale Williams picking up that foul. We are 17 seconds into the game. And coming to the free throw line for Hayden, it'll be Carter Comptick. Carter taking his time. Little right hand flip on its way, and we've got our first point of the afternoon. He will make it a 1-0 Hayden lead. Looking at Oler, second one, Airborne, getting them both. Free throws, huge, huge part of the game. They were a big difference maker in the game we had on Care Radio last night, and they have given Hayden the early lead here this afternoon. Half a minute into the contest, is Atchison with his first offensive possession of the day. It's going to be Gillum with it, lobs it out on top to Kale. Williams will rotate it around to the right side. Thompson reverses it on top. Here's a shot from the top. It's going to be a three that's going to be coming up short. And a rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll be off Atchison. Hayden will have it in play. And the Phoenix are going to press a little bit on the inbound. They're not going to press the inbound itself, but they're going to pick the ball up immediately as it comes in. And now, without real tight pressure, they're going to backpedal in front of the ball, and going to come into the forecourt with Cade Mitchell. Cade works around to the left side, stops near the 28-foot mark. They'll go back door to him. Yogi cuts him off, falling away. The shot is up, no good. Kale Williams coming out with a rebound. Here comes Atchison. Josiah will race into the forecourt to take it down the right side. Crossover, dribble, skip pass to the right side of the lane. Going in is Yogi. Power move. Twist, turns, leans, goes back shot. Up, no. Atchison rebounds, kicks it off the rim and good. And it's going to be Jeremiah Thompson. You can hear the Phoenix crowd as Atchison has tied the game at 2 at 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Hayden with Cade Mitchell. He handles the ball all the time at the 1. To Connor Haneke, who splashes to the top at the high post. Now they'll go back to Connor. He's at the left block. The shot's going to be stripped out of his hands. And off, Haneke out of bounds. Atchison basketball. In and a half into the game, it is a 2-2 contest. And the Phoenix will be putting it in play. Here comes Jeremiah. Jeremiah Thompson up court with it. Brings it across at the center, swings it over to the left side. Put Josiah. Kale Williams plays off the screen. The defense switches. He'll go for the long shot. They're going to say a toe on the line for the long two. Division with an immediate indication. Kale Williams' shot is good for 2, and Atchison goes up for the first time this afternoon. 2 minutes into the game, it's 4-2 Phoenix. In front of the Atchison bench, a drive to the free throw line. A follow away 15-foot shot up, no good. Rebound Jeremiah Thompson. Jeremiah gets it over to Kale. Williams will come into the forecourt. He does that typically through the upcourt handle of the basketball. Gets it back to Jeremiah. Either Jeremiah or Josiah will be the two guys handling the ball a lot of the court. And combine that with the freshman Trayvon Gillum. And there is your Phoenix backcourt. 5:41 to go in the opening quarter. The ball's going to be slapped away and into the Atchison pep band across the way. It'll belong again to the Phoenix. Shot clock? Yes. How about that? We'll talk about this Atchison shot clock. It's been a bit of an adventure this year itself. It comes in 14, 13 seconds, now 12. Atchison's got to be aware of the shot clock. It's now at 8. They'll kick it over to the left side. Trayvon with 5 from 14. Puts it up off the rim. No good. And we will have a whistle. We get a foul called, and Atchison coming to the free throw line. It'll be on Mason Becker for 8. Mason picking up his first foul. The Wildcats will have their first team foul. 5.5 to go in quarter number 1. At the free throw line, Trayvon Gillum, their freshman, a lefty, steps up and knocks it down. At the beginning of the year, there were no shot clocks here in the Atchison Gymnasium. Then over the Christmas holiday, they put them up. This is the state of Kansas, told them, hey, if you think that you're going to host, if you want to host a postseason game, you got to have a shot clock. Second free throw is also good. Atchison goes up now 6-2. Well, they put them up, and then they were not able to use them through the balance of the regular season, even though they went up over the Christmas holiday through January and February. Until now, they have not been able to utilize them. But they are in place. They are up and working. And it is Hayden basketball trailing by 4. 5:10 to go and running along in the opening quarter. The ball over to the left elbow now, playing up at the high post. It's going to go to Haneke. Kicking it to the right side to Mitchell. Kate dribbles toward the top. Working against Josiah. Spins it out on top. 13 on the shot clock. Atchison defense doing an outstanding job. There's just no room in the middle. Now they drive to the left, the double team. The kick to the right with four. The three-point shot online and rattles home for the Wildcats. Carter Compton. Compton has all points for Hayden. And it's 6-5. Here's a shot at the other end. It's up and good for Atchison. Drayvon for two more. It is 8-5 Atchison. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the opening quarter. And Drayvon coming up at a steal. Here comes the Phoenix. They'll race into the forecourt down the left side to Jeremiah. Jeremiah dribbling, back knee high. Goes right side, Kale. He'll try to feed it across to Yogi, but the ball's going to be stripped away. Now knocked away again in the backcourt. Driving, leaning, shooting, and it rims out no good. And now we've got a Hayden player down on the floor. He is in obvious pain. Now climbs to his feet. The trainer races out, and he is bent over at the waist, hands on his knees, holding his left shoulder. And your trainer's going to come out and say, you got to come out of the game, young man. We got to make sure you're okay and kind of assess what's going on as he continues to rub that left shoulder. Coming out of the game for Hayden is going to be Connor Haneke. Connor is an integral cog on this team, the 6'6" senior. We are about midpoint of the opening quarter, 4:05 to go. Atchison leading at 8-5. One team foul on each club. And back up court with it, here comes Hayden. Wildcats with the basketball, and they're going to turn it over. Close defense, forces a travel, and the Phoenix are going to have a basket lead. 28-foot mark in the backcourt. Up floor with the basketball. Here comes Atchison, and it's Josiah Thompson. AHS way over in front of the Hayden bench. Comes up to Yogi. Yogi's hardly touched the ball. Here's a really long three. Off the rim twice, won't go. And on the rebound, two players on the floor. I mean, there is some athleticism. These guys are flying around, and we're going to get a foul called on Trayvon Gillum for Atchison. It'll be his first Phoenix team foul, too. So now, into the game for Atchison. Back of the game is going to come Zadron. So it's good to see him back out on the floor. Atchison fans wanted to travel against Hayden. They're not going to get that call. 8-5 Phoenix out front. 3:25 to go in quarter number one of this Class 4A substate game. The feed will come to the free throw line, right side edge. Comes back off on top. It's going to be Mitchell. He'll cut down the left side of the lane. His shot is off the rim and good. Beautiful move, and it's a nice drive to the left side. And going up with the left hand, Cade Mitchell. It is 8-7 Atchison at 3 minutes of play in the first quarter. The drive left side. Kale Williams with the left hand, knocks it down. 4 points for Kale. And it is 10-7 Atchison. We're inside 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The ball is going to be knocked away into the backcourt. Hayden's able to go back there and recover it. They'll take it over to the left elbow and bring it back off on top to Mason Becker. They'll go with a long, long three, and it rattles. It goes straight up and straight down. It's good. And we are tied at 10. 2.5 to play in the first. Fall away. Turnaround shot up. No good. Hayden coming out with a basketball. Wildcats are going to clear it away. Hayden plays fantastic competition in that Centennial League. They come into the game today at 14-10. We will have a foul on the Phoenix. It's going to be the first foul of the game for Zadron. Good news for Hayden fans is Connor Haneke, the 6'6 senior, who had taken a tumble a bit ago. He's back into the game. Baseline turnaround, shot for three, not going to drop, and Atchison boards it down. Here comes Jeremiah. Jeremiah Thompson all the way to the top of the key. Hits the ball knocked out of his hands. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Hayden, coast to coast, running shot. It's up, it's good. Everett will knock it down. Everett Tortolot, the 6'3" junior. And yeah, I did go down and ask Coach Anthony before to get to make sure to get that pronunciation right. Everett Tortolot. Here's a feed in the middle. Yogi misses it off the window and good. Purdy's first points of the game, and we're tied at a dozen apiece. Skip over to the right side. Uncontested. Wide open three is going to miss. Rebounding it off the floor. The follow is going to be put back up in the end, and Everett will have two more. Hayden in front by a pair with 1.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. This game is so far everything we had expected that it might be. We talk about the camaraderie between the teams and the friendships and the family relationships. It's just like that, you know, that Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner when everybody's getting along and everything's fun, and then the after-lunch games break out, and you're playing hoops in the yard or that Yahtzee game on the dining room table, and suddenly we're competitive. That's what we got going on right here. Put up in at 13 to go. It'll be Atchison. Put the ball back in play. Slapped out by Heaton. It'll be down to the baseline. 14 on the shot clock. And now the Phoenix are going to make a substitution. They will go to the bench, and checking in is going to be Javonte Kelly, the 6'8" senior. Inbound, it comes, and Atchison will throw it away. A miscommunication on the inbound pass. Heaton will have the basketball from the backcourt. We're down to a minute 13 to go here in this first quarter. It is 14-12, the visitors from Heaton out front. They're going to walk it up the court, slow and easy. Going to be Carter Compton. He'll swing it into the left corner, driving to the free throw line, back into the lane, twisting, turning, and now the kick to the top. The shot for three, buried. Mason Becker for three. And suddenly, Heaton has taken his biggest lead of the ball game. They're in front at 17-12. We're at 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Atchison down five. Top side with it is going to be Jeremiah. Off the glass and good. Jeremiah Thompson. It's 17-14. 37 seconds to go in the first. What that means is, and why that's significant, there will have to be a shot before the end of the quarter. The drive, the shot off the window, the power move by Connor Hennecke. 19-14. And right now, Atchison not stopping the inside game of Hayden. And Hayden's doing a good job of going inside and then bringing it back outside. 10 seconds to go in the first. Falling away, the shot by Kale off the window, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Kelly, and we get a whistle and a foul. Christian's going to walk over to the near side, and it's going to be on Everett. So Tarzalot will have his first foul. And for the Phoenix, with 5 seconds left in the opening quarter, they'll inbound it. Yogi will bring it in. It'll come into Kelly. He goes up with a shot, misses it, knocked to the floor, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the court. After one, it answers in Kansas. It's Hayden, 19, answers in 14.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Back with me here at Atchison, Kansas, 19-14 in this Class 4A ball game. Hayden on the road leads the Phoenix, and Hayden being led on the floor. But how about this Carter Compton? He's got 7 to lead the way. For Atchison, Trayvon Gillum, Jeremiah Thompson, K.O. Williams, each with 4. Atchison put it the ball in play in the second quarter. Back underway. Here's a drive left side, left shot. Off the window, it's going to roll around. It's going to go good. Trayvon has a half a dozen. 19-16. Phoenix down 3. 7:40 to go in the opening half. Back it away with the basketball. It's going to be Cade Mitchell. Transfers the ball from the left hand to the right. Takes it all the way in front of the Atchison bench. Down brings it over to the right side of the free throw line. Comes out on top. Carter Compton. He goes into the lane. Challenges the height in the middle. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off Carter's knee. Phoenix will have it in from deep in the backcourt. For Hayden, they have done a splendid job of defending Yogi Purdy. They're doing a really solid job of keeping Atchison from getting that ball in the middle and having Yogi Purdy in. Right now, having Javonte Kelly, the 4-5 combination for Atchison head coach Pat Battle. Phoenix are having to do pretty much the entirety of their scoring from the outside. Here's Javonte out on top, Biogi, and he'll kick it back behind him. Cale Williams will bring it out all the way into the center circle. 7 minutes to go in the opening half. Cale flashes it over to the left side. Wad on the elbow is going to be Yogi. Comes off on top. Here's Trayvon. Three in and out. No. You can hear the moan from the Phoenix crowd as the rebound is going to be taken up by Keith Mitchell. Here comes Hayden. Wildcats with the basketball, leading it by three. Makai Kidd has it topside for the Wildcats. Batted out of his hand, but a nice bounce right into the arms of Tortolot. And his shot goes up and misses. Atchison boards it down. The rebound taken down by Cale Williams. Gets it up the floor to Trayvon Gillum. Left-hand jump shot nailed. Trayvon Gillum with eight. It is a one-point game at 19-18. 6.5 to go in the first half. Cradle the ball in his right hand. Now skipping it over to the left side. The ball into the forecourt with Cade Mitchell. Malachi Kidd way up top side. Malachi supports the big knee brace on the left leg. Now he'll take the long three. Malachi shot wide to the left side, and Atchison clears down the rebound. Gillum takes down the board. Zadron Mays into the forecourt. Atchison on offense, looking to retake the lead. They have not led yet in the second quarter. Here's a follow-away 16-footer up and short. Knocked to the floor, no foul called. Now quickly, on the transition, the drive, the lean, the shot, the bucket. Cade Mitchell has four. With that bucket, Atchison finds themselves again trailing by three. Inside six to go. Now, the Phoenix lose the ball. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Hayden will have it in play right in front of their bench. For the Wildcats, they're going to rotate Malachi Kidd off the floor. And they do a nice job of keeping fresh bodies out on the court. They're going to get Everett Tortolot back out in the game. 5.5 to go in the opening half. Ball batted away for a moment. Hayden right there to pick it back up. Phoenix in a very close player defense. The ball on the left side. They'll overload it. The shot for three is up, tipped out by Yogi. And it's going to be rebounded back down by Jeremiah Thompson. Atchison attacks on offense. Jeremiah gets inside his defender. Puts the shot up, misses it. Yogi follows it up and misses it. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Hayden. Wildcats on the run at 5 to go in the first half, and the bounce pass into the middle is going to be stepped in front of it, stolen away. Coming back up with the four, Atchison is going to be Cale. Williams will take the ball, go into the lane, head fake, shoot, and score! Cale Williams with a half a dozen, and it's 21-20. 4 minutes and 50 to go. This is the kind of game that many, many people expected to see, and they're being treated to a good one here this afternoon. Each possession huge, each shot important. Here's a fall away shot, but behind his head, it's up and good. As he was falling away, Turner Compton just kind of flipped the ball behind his head and knocks it down. And here's a three on the other end by Trayvon, the freshman. 7 points in this quarter, and he has tied the game at 23. 4:20 to go in the first half. The ball is going to be knocked away for a moment, but rescued by Haneke. Now it's batted away again. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved again by Hayden. Wildcats will feed it to the free throw line now deep into the right corner where the baseline long range shot is up and missing. Yogi rebounds it down and Atchison has a chance again to retake a lead. We're tied at 23. 3 minutes and 58 to go. Driving shot up good with the left hand and the Phoenix back in front. K.O. Williams with eight and Atchison may have found its offense. They're in front 25-23. 3:40 to go. We get a push in the middle and K.O. Williams got to be called for the foul. Fisher comes over to the scorer's table. It will be the first foul of the ball game for Cale Williams. We talk about this every season. You get through the year. You get to postseason, where we're at right now. And officiating might change a little bit. Now, the crews are going to tell you it doesn't. But the fact is, they let them play a little bit more. The officials just don't want to be the ones to make a decision and maybe change the outcome of the ball game. Well, you'll find fewer fouls called, and that is being borne out right now as reaching in, Trayvon Gillum is going to pick up a foul, and that's a big one for him. But two fouls by Atchison in the second quarter, no fouls by Hayden in the second quarter. 3.5 to play in the first half, where you just don't see as many called. And let the guys and gals play a little bit more. Aiden's going to bring it in, and they'll retreat the ball all the way to the top of the fresh shot clock, and that is a really long three that is going to miss, and rebounding it down off the floor. It's going to be Atchison's Adron Mays into the forecourt. He kicks it off on top. Jeremiah off the window and no, and a rebound is going to be pulled away by Hayden. They'll outlet it, but with bad numbers, here's a crash. That's got to be a charge, and what are we going to get? Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul. Wow, on a bang-bang play beneath the goal, and I really thought that Atchison had got down there and was able to set himself, but instead it's going to be St. John picking up his second foul of the game. 3:10 to go in the first half. If the crowd wasn't in it before, they're in this one now. Coming to the line for Hayden, going to be Carter Compton. That free throw is up and good. He is 3 of 3 at the line and has 10 points. One more shot coming up for the 6-foot junior from Hayden High School. Now, wasn't that basket good? That free throw was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't put it on the scoreboard. There's a second one. It's up. There we go. Now, it's 26-25. They've got it lined out here, I think, now. And Atchison's going to turn it over. Phoenix, maybe just a little bit shaken by that last call. And you cannot let a call or a single play really get in your head. Here's a drive underneath. The shot up, missing. The follow shot up, missing. Rebound, Yogi. Here comes Atchison trailing by one. The pass to the baseline is going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll be Atchison ball at the baseline. They'll have it in at their offensive end with 2 minutes and 42 to go in the opening half. They trail by one at 26-25. Jeremiah Thompson looks to bring it in. Still looking. Finally goes over to the left side. It's going to be knocked out of Kale Williams' hands, out of bounds, into the Hayden bench. Coach Anthony on his feet, imploring his play, keeping him pumped up. The pass comes off top side. Adron will dribble it up between the circles. A little right-hand dribble, cuts to the right side, now lays it off behind him to Jeremiah. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Back of the way with the basketball is going to be Josiah. Josiah skips it to Yogi. Goes in the 4-1 time. Goes up. Hits the bucket. Draws the foul on the 6-foot, 4-inch senior for Atchison. Yogi Purdy, who's already signed to play college baseball next year, using that big frame to power through the middle. He'll hit the bucket. And he'll put the draw the second foul on Mason Becker. That is the first Hayden foul of the second quarter. Becker coming out of the game for Malachi Kidd. And at the line for the Phoenix, having just collected his 4th point this afternoon, it's going to be Yogi Purdy. The free throw. No. Rebound tipped out and rescued by Hayden. It is 27-26. Atchison up one. 2:10 to go in the first half. This game moved very quickly, it feels like to me. 16-foot pull away. No. Tipped around, out of bounds. Which way is it? Hayden basketball. They're going to say off the fingertips of Josiah Thompson. Hayden will be putting it in play down to the baseline. Kate Mitchell's going to do the inbound work. Covered up on the inbound by Josiah. Lobs it way out on top. Carter Compton. Skip pass between the circles. Hanukkah, now they'll feed into the lane. Trapped there. The pass comes back off on top. There's a travel. There's a whistle. As Hayden took it down the left side of the lane, we saw Carter pull up the dribble, and then his momentum, his inertia carried him for one more step. And Atchison is going to get the ball back with a minute 45 to go into opening half, leading it by a single digit, 27-26. Not particularly high scoring here. Here's Kale Williams. Tries to feed in the middle of Yogi. Ball's going to be slapped for him, stolen. Hayden back up with it. Malachi Kidd coming up with the ball, and it's up court, slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Good hustle down the floor by Josiah Thompson. Minute 33 to go in the opening half of 31 on the shot clock. Looking it in, it's going to come up topside to Hanukkah. He's a big guy, 6'6". Here's a follow away three. Buried. No one stepped in front of Carter Compton. He will knock down another three-point shot. 29-27, Hayden. A minute 15 to go. First half. Turnaround, Yogi for two. We're tied at 29. 1 minute to go in the half. The shot from the left side is coming in late. And commit the foul. And that is going to be a big one on Zadron Mays. Now for the Phoenix. We mentioned earlier they're calling fewer fouls maybe today, but for the Phoenix, those fouls have been really centralized on two guys. Trayvon has three, and now Zadron has three. Atchison has only one other foul besides the three-piece on those two guys. Free throw here is up and good. Gabe Mitchell is going to put Hayden back in front by one. This lead has been back and forth and changed hands multiple times. No one has led by more than five. Phoenix are going to go to the bench, and once again, they're going to get Javonte Kelly back in the game. Second free throw coming up for Cade Mitchell. He had put it up and off the rim once, twice, no good. Yogi comes out with a rebound. It gets knocked to the floor and foul. Kind of banging his way in, trying to steal that ball away. Everett Tortolot will have his second foul of the evening. I say evening. I know it's probably the afternoon. Daylight outside, but here in the gym, no windows, and we're a minute away from halftime. Okay, with the second foul, Hayden is going to take Everett Tortolot out of the game, and they're going to rotate Malachi Kidd and also back into the lineup. They're going to get Connor Hanukkah. Phoenix put the ball in play, and much more going to see Hayden defend all the way up the floor. They're going to not allow Atchison to break this thing up the floor. And now they're going to try to double up and kind of trap the basketball. It's a free to the right side. The shot up for three is going to miss. And a rebound cleared away by Hanukkah. Here comes Hayden. Wildcats with the basketball. 40 seconds of playing in the opening half. Hayden with the ball and a one-point lead. The drive baseline shot pinned against the backboard. It's taken away by Atchison. Here comes Cale Williams, and he's going to be reaching in foul from behind. That was a frustration foul by Carter Compton. He was not able to come down with the rebound. Cale Williams was playing it up the court, and as he was following the play up the floor, Carter Compton just reached out, trying to knock the ball free, and picked up his first foul. Atchison with it. The shot clock is off. They trail by one, 17, 16, 15 seconds left in the half. Going to be a 1 or 2 point game at halftime. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, still no movement by Atchison. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, no movement by Atchison. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, no movement by Atchison. 1 second, the runner off the window, it's no good, it's halftime. What a first half of basketball. The crowd and fans for both teams on their feet as the team head for the locker room. And we'll be back to summarize for you. At intermission in Atchison, Kansas, it's the Hayden Wildcats 30, the Atchison Phoenix 29.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, does a taco do on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
We'll be right back.
But here at Atchison High School Gymnasium, the teams have gone off the floor. The half-court shots and fun are happening, and the crowd is just all abuzz with how this game has gone. It has been everything anyone had hoped it might be, a one-point game at halftime. Recapping the scoring for you for Hayden. They're being led by Carter Compton, 13 points to pace the way for Atchison. How about Trayvon Killam with 11, Cale Williams 8, a half a dozen for Yogi Purdy, and the other four belong to Jeremiah Thompson. The big deal, though, is fouls for Atchison. You've got two guys with three fouls each in Trayvon Killam and Zadron Mays. For Hayden, no one with more than two. Don't go far. The second half coming up shortly. It is going to be fantastic. And we look forward to bringing it to you live here on Care Radio. But right now, with the intermission score in Atchison, Kansas, the Hayden Wildcats 30, the Atchison Phoenix 29. We're kicking it back to Justin of the Care Sports Studio. He's got you some championship basketball halftime.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
And welcome back to the halftime show. Our score at the break is Hayden 30 and Atchison 29. Halftime with the second half coming up. Going to fill you in on some other scores from around the area. It's the final sub-state championship games. All the winners from today will advance to the state tournament next week, which begins on Tuesday in the first round and Wednesday first round games next week as well. Today, it is 2A and 4A boys and 1A and 3A girls sub-state championship action. So we go to Class 3A girls, where Silver Lake is leading Riley County at halftime, 31-9. Also, a score in girls from Class 1A at halftime. It is Wabunsee 39 and the Troy girls 27. Also in Class 1A, Division 2, it's Hanover leading at halftime over Axtell, 25-6, the score in that ball game. And as mentioned, 4A and 2A, both with boys action, and it is Rossville leading Kansas City Christian in a 2A boys sub-state championship game, 24-13, the latest we had in that ball game, Class 2A. Again, the winners all advancing to the state tournament coming up next week. Atchison High down by one, a very close, tight, entertaining first half between Hayden and Atchison. We'll kick it back to Tom Couts here in just a few minutes. Right now, though, let's check in on the weather forecast here. And it sounds pretty good for the next couple days coming up.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 34 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Lows will off around 44. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Monday with highs 76. 77, storms likely Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Thanks, Laura. Currently here in downtown Atchison, our temperature is 51. We did get up to 55 for an afternoon high. Winds fairly calm, about 5 miles an hour from the west. Beautiful sunny day with not much wind. Even in the 50s, it felt pretty good. And looks like the next few days are going to feel even better. Again, we're at halftime in this 4A boys sub-state championship game. Atchison Phoenix trying to keep their undefeated season alive and punch their ticket to state. They trail at home against Hayden 30-29. Atchison down one with the second half just a few minutes away right here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget, their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we work with you to keep your finances secure. Watch for red flags like requests for personal information or promises of prizes. Learn more about how to protect yourself on the security page at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod insulation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Back with you here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Welcome back. The two teams are out of their locker rooms and huddle up around the coaches. We're getting set to go back for the second half. Welcome, everybody, and many thanks to Justin back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Doing a great job taking care of us. I don't understand all the buttons and dials and the little flashy lights and stuff, but he does. And, Justin, thank you for running all those flashy things. Tom Kalsuda here, courtside, alternate position, is going to award the basketball to Hayden, who leads by one at halftime, 30-29, and we're about ready to go to the second half. Each team looks like it's going to have its original vibe. For Hayden, it'll be Cade Mitchell and Connor Hanica, Mason Becker, Malachi Kidd, and Carter Compton. And looking out here for head coach Pat Battle for Atchison. And, yep, it's going to be Trayvon Gillum and Jeremiah Thompson, Zadron Mays, Kale Williams, and Yogi Purdy. Hayden led by Carter Compton. He has been fantastic. 16 points. Trayvon Gillum for Atchison with 11. The ball comes in, and into the fourth quarter comes. We're underway in the second half. Atchison, player defense, and a quick three, popped and missed, and long rebound, pulled down and followed and missed. This time to Bork, cut away by Cale Williams. Here comes Atchison. Phoenix taking it on the right side. coming up a little, maybe more slowly, a little more methodically. Right in front of the Atchison bench. It's going to be batted away, but rescued out on top by Zadron. Mays will go all the way around to the left side where the defender comes up, makes contact, no whistle. A follow shot is going to go up by Yogi. He gets fouled. So Purdy coming out with the offensive rebound, and on the follow shot, which does not go in, Yogi will be fouled and coming to the free throw line. He is 0-for-1 at the line today, and that foul is going to belong to Malachi Kidd for Hayden. It'll be his first today. And Yogi's free throw is up and good. And wouldn't you know it, we're tied again now at 30. Second free throw for the lead. No. So it's a 30-30 ball game. And hold on. We're going to get Yogi gets a reprieve. A lane violation. So Yogi will get a little redo here, and he's going to make a count. Taking advantage of the opportunity, Yogi will put Atchison in front by one. It is 31-30. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Lots of game to go. The ball deep in the left corner for Hayden. Comes back out over to the elbow. It's going to be there to Mason Becker. It's a baseline, a three. Buried from deep in the corner in front of the Atchison bench. And here's Carter Compton picking up his 19th point of the game. 33-31. Atchison. It's Yogi for three. Wide right. Rebound. Pulled down by Hayden. Wildcats and Carter Compton. Well, he has been the MVP here today. He's been on both sides of the floor. Not only 19 points, but he's been rebounding it down. He's been handling the basketball. He has been a do-it-all kind of a guy. Here's a baseline three. Compton with another one. How about Carter Compton? 22 points. And it is suddenly 36-31. That equals the largest lead by either team so far this afternoon. With 6 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. Atchison cannot allow themselves to get further in trouble. Now the ball is going to be stripped away and lost out of bounds. It'll come back to the Phoenix at the baseline. 6:18 to go in the third quarter. 16 on the shot clock. We're stopping play for just a moment as Kale Williams is having a place up his Chuck Taylors out there. And now we're going to stop play. We have a foul. And a foul on Hayden's Cade Mitchell on the inbound as he tries to run through a screen. And now we're stopping play for just a little bit as on the other side of the floor, the side in front of Hayden. I don't know where my phone's at. I hear it ringing, but there it is. Okay. So the side down in front of Hayden underneath the goal, we got somebody toweling it down a little bit down there. 6:18 to go in the third quarter. It's a 36-31 Wildcat lead. Atchison will be inbounding it. It'll be Jeremiah Thompson to bring it in. The shot from the top. It's a three. No, and a foul on the shot. Now, two officials are going to come to the middle of the floor, and they're going to confer, was it being shot? We're going to get a foul, and they're going to say no. It is going to be inbounded by Atchison, and it is very quickly a second foul on Cade Mitchell. And interestingly, with 6:15 to go in the third quarter, that is the third Hayden foul. A team that has fouled almost not at all in the game has very quickly picked up three team fouls here in the third quarter. Atchison has none. The Phoenix should be more than happy to take some free throw appearances, and Atchison cannot get the ball in play. That was tremendous inbound defense by Hayden, and Atchison did not take a timeout. They did not try to reset themselves, and Hayden is going to come away with the possession. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's a backdoor pass that is just out in front of and out of the reach of Mason Becker. Going to go out of bounds, and Atchison will catch a break. They'll have it in play for the backward. And you're going to see Hayden pressing all the way up the floor now. They're getting a little more aggressive with this 5-point lead 2 minutes into the second half. They'll feed it over to Yogi, come back out on top, into the lane. The shot is going to be blocked away, knocked out of the hand of Jeremiah Thompson. Now it's on the floor, and we're going to get a timeout, Hayden. Great timeout taken by Wildcat head coach Dwayne Anthony as his player was in trouble in the backcourt. We'll take a break at 5:53 to go in the third. It's Hayden 36, Atchison 31.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
How deep each of these coaches has gone into their bench. And for Atchison and head coach Pat Battle, the Phoenix have gone seven deep today, the starting five, and one, two more guys. For Hayden, I'm looking at what Coach Anthony has done, and he has, gosh, he's gone six deep, and that is as far as he's gone. He does have Chase Wolf over there with his warm-up off, but I do not believe I've seen him on the floor. So neither of these teams is really, really reaching deep into the well of their talent pool. Here comes Hayden with the basketball coming out of the timeout. They go into the forecourt, and they lead by five. Once again, that is the largest lead for either team so far in the game. 5.5 to go in the third. Here's alley-oop underneath. They'll bring it back down, not getting the shot away. Yogi got in front of him in a hurry. They'll bring it back out on top. Back it away, thinking about the shot, five on the shot clock, four on the shot clock, into the lane with two, 16-footer up off the rim, no good, rebound, Purdy, and two defenders just accost him in the backcourt, and it's got to be loose, it's got to be on the floor, it's going out of bounds. Hayden thinks it's fair ball, and the official says it is. I will tell you that the Hayden defensive aggressiveness has been a big difference maker for them. They have been absolutely relentless. 5:11 to go in the third quarter. Wildcats with a basketball and a five-point lead. Spinning into the lane to the left-handed layup. It's going to be off the rim with good. Connor Haneke. Hayden takes his biggest lead of the day at 38-31. As we go inside 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, Atchison is down seven. For the basketball, topside Josiah. He'll kick it over to Trayvon. For the Phoenix, they just need to get a point on the board. Now, Trayvon will go all the way into the lane, and a defender reaches in. And, again, the aggressiveness of that Hayden defense is getting him into a little foul trouble. This will be their fourth third-quarter foul. Atchison has committed none in the second half. It is also going to be the third foul on Hayden Cade Mitchell. All three of those have come in the third quarter, which tells me that at halftime, Coach says, hey, guys, we're going to crank it up a little bit. We're going to step up that D. Here's a running shot for Atchison. It's going to be up and short. Rebound. Here comes Hayden, already leading by seven from the top for a double-digit lead, and there it is. Everett will knock it down, and his Tortelot has his seventh point of the game. We're going to get a Phoenix timeout. Atchison down 10 with 4:30 to go in the third. It's Hayden 41, Atchison 31.
You've trusted Amberwell with your health for years, from checkups to surgeries, in the good times and the harder ones. And now, when it matters most, they're here again with Amberwell Hospice Care. Receive compassionate end-of-life care from caregivers you already know and trust. It's care that understands your medical history, your values, and your family. You're never alone with Amberwell Hospice Care. Call 913-360-5520 or visit amberwellhealth.org.
Take one of the great basketball minds of all time to see what has happened as the second half has begun to evolve here. A one-point game at halftime, but Hayden leading at 30-29. Here in the third quarter, Hayden has scored 3 3-point shots and a two. Okay, 11 points in the first 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. Atchison, 2 points on two free throws. Phoenix have not put a point in off the floor yet in the second half. Here comes AHS into the forecourt coming out of the timeout. They must find some offense. Pass up top. Got to be intercepted. Knocked away. Here comes Hayden. They'll bring it down the floor. Feed it to the top. Here's another three. That one is going to miss. Huge break for Atchison if that three did not go down. And now there's going to be contact in the backcourt and a Hayden foul. The whistle is going to be on Malachi Kidd. And here's why that is a big foul. It'll be team foul five for Hayden. So at 4:08, you might make a note here, 4:08 to go in the third quarter, Atchison will be coming to the free throw line on every foul the rest of this quarter. Atchison, conversely, no fouls in this quarter. Team foul five here for Hayden. The first free throw, up and good. And then there's the second half of the equation. You get the free throws, you've got to take advantage of the opportunities. And Jeremiah Thompson does right there, picking up his fifth point of the afternoon. Atchison with three third-quarter points, and now four. Again, all of them at the free throw line. It is 41-33. And we are midpoint of quarter three. Hayden Atchison, Class 4A substate game. Ball going to be kicked over to the right side, and the Wildcats will drive into the lane, dish it back out on top. Side seven to defender, passing up the shot. Down from the left side, the fall away 14-footer is going to be up and no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Yogi. He just overpowers the defense and mans it away. Gets it out on top and into the forecourt where it becomes Trayvon Killam. There's a freshman, attacks the rim, passes Yogi, goes up with two hands, it's going to be rejected. Purdy has the shot blocked. Here comes Hayden into the lane, the bunny hop, the left-hand layup misses. Rebound, followed up, missed. Rebound on the floor, here comes Atchison. Now it's getting wild. Down the floor, Atchison. Dishes right. Goes in. Goes up. Missed it. Rebound, Yogi. Underneath. The ball's on the floor. Yogi goes up and knocks it down. Four players are on the floor as Yogi goes up between all of them and puts it up and in. Purdy has 10. 41-35. And now we're going to get a whistle and a walking foul up top side. And one of the Atchison players is really mad and he is very physically upset. He is emotional. And his teammates are wisely putting a little space between him and the officials out on the floor. That foul is called on the Phoenix, Jeremiah Thompson. His first foul, Atchison's first foul. Now he's pushing and shoving out on the floor, and there's the first technical of the game. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Now the officials chasing their players to the side, and he is, the official, is emphatic. He wants these guys off the floor. He is telling all 10 of them, get off the floor. He's pushing them now. The assistant coaches are coming out of the floor to help remove them. And the crew huddled up, the three officials in the center circle, and they're going to try to determine just what is going to be assessed here. Coach Battle is on the side with his team. Coach Anthony is halfway out to the officials. He wants to know what's kicking. This is going to take a little bit to get ironed out. Now the official coming over to the official score. Charlie's down here. He's the book guy. Here's a T. And it is going to be on a Hayden player. And now I'm trying to decide. I'm a far away. I'm right behind the scorer's table, but at the top of the seating area. So while I can see him down here, I can see the hand gestures. I'm unable to hear, like, names and or numbers to determine against whom any of these penalties are being assessed. Activity director Lupenhoff is at the scorer's table, too. He's also with the book. Okay. That is going to be a technical on Mason Becker for Hayden. It will be his third foul of the game. And there's also a technical on Atchison player. I'm going to try to pick that up. I haven't gotten that yet. They're going to not shoot the free throws. They're going to put the ball in play in this jury. They're going to offset those TDs. And as we go to 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, here comes Hayden with the basketball. They'll drive into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked away. And as he reaches in, they're going to call a foul on Josiah Thompson. And now the officials may just clamp this game down a little bit tighter. A game that saw fouls coming pretty infrequently may see them coming a little more often now, as the crew tries to maybe get a little more of a handle on the disposition of this game. The drive to the left side of the lane, out on top. The big man hits the three. What a shot by the 6'6" Connor Hanika. It is 44-35. Aiden in front with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. 16-footer for Atchison. Off the window and good for two. 44-37. 2 minutes and 20 to go. And the ball's loose on the floor. Atchison's going to cover it up. And as a Hayden player jumps on the Atchison player who has the ball, Coach Battle jumps up and calls a timeout. One official comes from the far side to call a foul. The other official says, no, wait, before the foul, Atchison is going to be granted a timeout. And that is going to be the ruling that stands. No foul. Timeout, Phoenix. Say what, Justin? Let's take it. We're going to use a break. We are late in the third quarter here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where it's the Hayden Wildcats 44, Atchison 37.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Hey, coming out of the timeout, Atchison is going to bring Javante Kelly, the 6'8" Phoenix player, back into the game. And Atchison will load up, put up a three. It's going to be up and no good. Rebound Hayden. The Phoenix in this third quarter have struggled to score. Here's spinning into the lane, traveling with the basketball as he backs in to Connor Hanika. And that was a brilliant play by Yogi. Hanika was backing in on Yogi and backing in. And then Yogi just kind of sidestepped him, and Hanika stumbles backward, anticipating the contact that did not arrive. And Atchison's going to have the ball back. Again, the Phoenix with two baskets and four free throws in the third quarter. Here's a really long three. Off the window, counts the same for Trayvon. And the freshman makes it 44-40. Atchison is battling back. The shot on the other end is up and no good, and the rebound is going to be tipped around. Here comes Atchison. They're going to bring it into the forecourt, break it down the court. The drive into the lane. The runner up, rolls around, no good, but a whistle, a foul, and Atchison coming to the free throw line. For Hayden, it'll be Mason Becker. I've got him for, is that a fourth foul? If that T was his, and it is, the foul is the fourth, and it is. So Hayden's Mason Becker, the 6-foot junior guard, picks up foul number four. And coming to the line for Atchison is Josiah, the 5'9" senior. Free throw? Yes. The Phoenix have been shooting well at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for Josiah Thompson. And Atchison, who a moment ago was down by 10, now down by 3, and a chance to cut it to 2. To iron it up, the shooting and the scoring. Josiah Thompson makes it 44-42. 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Into the fourth quarter, the basketball. Out on top, it's going to be Hanukkah. Carter to the right. The shot blocked by Javante Kelly. He rejects that ball inside the free throw line. Here comes Atchison with a minute 5 to go in the third. Phoenix down 10 a moment ago with a chance to tie it up on this trip. They'll have it deep in the left corner. Dribbling it out on top, Josiah Thompson. Over to the right side. Kelly thought about the three. Doesn't. Goes on. Cross court again to Josiah. He'll go three. Off the window. No. Rebound. Out of bounds. It's Hayden basketball. 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hayden now clinging to the two-point lead. 44-42. And we are going to have some kind of fourth quarter. Wow. Everything you want sub-state championship basketball to be, we've got it here. Hayden with it. Top side. 20 on the shot clock. 35 on the game clock. Winding down toward the end of the third. Wildcats come out on top. The uncontested three sets sail and miss. Offensive rebound in the lane is going to be dribbled back out on top by Carter Compton. And Carter Compton has been phenomenal for Hayden this afternoon. Shot clock goes off after that shot. We're at 15 seconds left in the third, and the Wildcats are going to take a lead to the fourth quarter. The question is the lead two or is the lead more? 7 seconds. The ball way up top side at five. Now Atchison goes up to try to steal it, and a foul committed with four, but the foul is on Josiah Thompson. It is only his second, and the foul on Atchison is only their fourth of this third quarter. So it is not a shooting foul yet. And Hayden is going to be inbounding at the 28-foot mark with 4 seconds to go in the third. Inbound to come to the left side. The three at the buzzer. Way off the mark. Atchison will rebound it down. And we are three quarters through. It's going to be a great fourth quarter. It's coming up for you. But after three in Atchison, Kansas, it's a Hayden Wildcats 44. The Atchison Phoenix 42.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Welcome back once again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. We go to the fourth quarter of this afternoon's Class 4A Sub-State title game. Atchison hosting Hayden, and it has been everything we had hoped it might be. 44-42. Hayden outscores Atchison 14-13 in the third quarter. Hayden being led all afternoon by Carter. He's got 22. Atchison with the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Shot goes up. It doesn't go in. Here comes Hayden. The Phoenix are led by Trayvon Gillum with 16 and Yogi with 10. And the ball's going to be batted away, but the Wildcats able to rescue it up top side. Backdoor pass. The follow-away shot. Up and missing. Rebound. Rich three. And as Yogi goes in after the ball, they're going to call him for a foul. Yogi Purdy, his first foul of the game. Atchison's first foul of the fourth quarter. We are at 7:38 to play. 44-42. Hayden on the road this afternoon. They come into the game at 14-10 out of the Centennial League. Atchison looking to preserve this perfect season. They are 24-0 coming in. And Atchison is going to pick up another foul. It's going to be again on Yogi. Back-to-back fouls in the first 20 seconds of the fourth quarter on Purdy. Now Hayden will bring it in, come up topside. Atchison does not have to panic. And here's their shot's going to be rejected. The follow shot is going to miss. The rebound is on the floor. And we get a jump ball. Yes. Possession. Hayden. 7:28 to play. We have seen a lot of emotion. These guys on the floor, not only is neither team playing a lot of guys, so there's got to be some exhaustion, but not just physical exhaustion, mental exhaustion. The emotion of this game has been intense, and now we're going to get a foul away from the basketball. Hayden is going to turn it over. The whistle is going to be on the Wildcats. Malachi Kidd, it is his third, and it's 7:24 to go in the game. Atchison trailing by two. We'll have it in play in the backcourt. Now, who's going to be inbound? It'll be Yogi Purdy putting it in play. Trayvon Gillum, Jeremiah Thompson, Zadron Mays, Cale Williams, and Yogi Purdy out of the court for Atchison and Coach Pat Battle. Here come the Phoenix. Up court for the ball. It's going to be Trayvon. The freshman will accelerate. Go to the left side. Plays off the screen. Give it. Go to Yogi. Misses the left-hand shot, but a foul prior to that on that drive and off that screen. We're going to have a Hayden foul. The whistle is on Jace Wolf. So he is the seventh player for Hayden tonight. Inbound Yogi, uncontested layup. Purdy has a dozen, and we are tied. It is 44-44. 7:07 to go in the game. Wildcats into the forefront with a basketball. Carter Compton got to be thinking to look at him. He's got to be the hero for this team. And now we're going to get a blocking foul on Atchison as they try to guard Compton. And that is going to be on Josiah. Josiah Thompson will have his third foul of the afternoon. And team fouls, three for Atchison, two for Hayden. We may see a lot of free throws down the stretch. Jace Wolf, after a very brief stint for Hayden, is right back out of the game. Malachi Kidd right back in. Kidd Mitchell is going to take the inbound pass for Hayden. He'll stand out center circle, dump it over to the left side to Compton. They'll bring it up to Hanukkah, playing up at the high post. Now he'll step down inside the lane. They'll back it away. Plenty of time. Shot clock at 19. Hanukkah steps out to the top of the key. Over to the left side to Mitchell. Hanukkah tries to give him a little screen. Now Mitchell goes right, drives in, works on Josiah. The shot is up. Josiah's going to be called for a pumping foul. He is very frustrated. Josiah picks up his. I've got it for four. The official score concurs. And it's 6:31 to play. We're going to have free throws coming up for Hayden. It is a team foul four, but they are going to say it is a shooting violation. Hayden looking to retake the lead. They do. First free throw is going to be up and good. Carter Compton continues his assault on the scoreboard this afternoon. He's got 23. Atchison's got Zadron out there and Jeremiah, Kale, Yogi, and who we got on the other side? Trayvon. Second free throw. Got it. Compton at 24 points now. Hayden goes back up by a pair at 46-44. And we're 6:25 left in the game. Trayvon Gillen to the top. That's a really long three. And it's perfect from way outside. The three thrown down by Kale Williams, and he's got 11. And now the official coming up to the scorer's table has just stopped the game. Atchison fans are concerned. Everybody's wondering, is that shot good? Is there a problem? Was something going on the floor? Had play been stopped? They have not put the three up on the scoreboard yet. Coach Battle is storming up and down the sideline. He's looking for some kind of an explanation. 6:24 to play. And now with the official, leaves the scorer's table. He goes over and talks to Coach Anthony. And the basket is going to go up on the board. We get the three. It's 47-46. So the bucket by Kale Williams is counting. And Hayden will have it to play at the back three. Atchison is going to press the full distance. 6:20 to go in the game as the Wildcats come into the forecourt. They are now down one. In the lane they go. Back on top. It's stripped away and stolen. Here comes Atchison. And up the floor, they save the jailbreak by committing a foul, a desperation foul at midcourt. Hayden was coming up the floor to basketball. They kicked the pass across the floor, jumping the route just like a ball-hawking cornerback, stepping in front of that pass and racing to the other end, Jeremiah Thompson. And the defender says, okay, I have a choice here, a split-second decision. Do I let him go to the other end and throw this thing down, or do I just grab him? He took the second of the two choices, commits the foul. It is going to be the second foul of the game by Carter Compton. Atchison will put it in play. They lead by one at 47-46. 6 minutes to go. Phoenix with the one-point lead in the basketball. The drive, the shot, the score by the Phoenix. It's Jeremiah Thompson with eight. 49-46 Atchison. Inside six to play. Pivotal possession for Hayden. They can't let Atchison get a big head of steam, or the Phoenix should run. Here's a runner to baseline, and that's exactly what Hayden needed. The crossover bucket by Connor Hanukkah. It's 49-48. 6 minutes ago. Now the clock has quit. The game clock has quit. The scoreboard has not changed. It should be 49-48. And now they're summoning the official to the near side. There is some kind of a technical issue. Well, let them get this sorted, and they're going to send everyone to their respective benches. And what an unfortunate circumstance for Atchison High School if they have a technical equipment issue here. We're going to take a timeout while I work on this. What do you say? Taking a break with precisely 6 minutes to play in this afternoon's game. It's the Ashes and Phoenix 49, the Heat and Wildcats 46.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Okay, welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. Okay. Pardon me as I tried to drown myself with a sip of water here. It's great. They are recycling everything. They've shut all the scoreboards off. They're trying to reboot the system. The correct score is, should be, 49-48, Atchison. And they're still having scoreboard trouble. Tell you what, Justin, I'm going to ask you for one more quick break. We'll be back. 4948 Atchison. We'll return here shortly.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
For the Atchison High School Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas. Little tech issue. It's been a day of kind of funny little issues. Nothing serious. One of the officials gets here a little late. Had the wrong game time, so we were a little delayed getting the start of the game. Now the scoreboard locked up, but they've rebooted the system, and I think it's correct. Compared to my notes, it looks correct. 5:55 to go with the ball game. It is 49-48. Atchison in front by one. Atchison, four team fouls. Hayden, three team fouls. It'll be the Phoenix basketball coming and play in front of the Hayden bench. When the officials are satisfied that everything is correct and appropriate. And they seem like they seem good. The Atchison will bring it in. The Phoenix and the home white with red and gold. And Hayden, and that Hayden blue with silver. Atchison, back door. The layup is going to be missed. Keel Williams, uncontested, took a beautiful backdoor pass and then just did not focus on the shot. Missed it. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It will be Hayden basketball. In a one-point game, that's a big miss. Still 49-48 Atchison. 5.5 to go in the ballgame. Wildcats dish it over to the left side to Mason Becker. Back out to Haneke. Driving to the left side, Compton falls away. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Atchison. Here comes Jeremiah. Jeremiah over to Trayvon. Gillum, the shoulder-high dribble, standing in the center circle, patiently. Just pulls up. Missed the three. Rebound. Followed home. Jeremiah Thompson has 10. It is 51-48 Atchison. We are at the 5-minute mark to play. We're in the fourth quarter here at Atchison, Kansas. The Wrights are going to the state tournament on the line. The three is good. You know who hit that. It's Hayden's Carter Compton. 51-51. 440 left. What a game. Everything we'd hoped it might be. Atchison to work it up top side. Again, Yogi going to set a screen. It's going to be worked around by Trayvon Gillum. The defender bumps him. Defender reaches. The defender pushes it. No foul call, but Atchison's going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break at 4:29 to go in the game. It's Atchison and Hayden. We're deadlocked at 51.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with TFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential, land, and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. TFN Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
Game 51-51. It was a one-point game at halftime. It was a two-point game at the end of three quarters, and here we are tied with just less than 4.5 minutes to go. And the Phoenix are going to be putting it to play at the scores table. We're back at it. AHS topside with Jeremiah. The screen sets to the right, but he goes to the left. The three is up and missing. Rebounded by Yogi. Falling down. He shoots and scores as he falls to the floor. It's good. And on the other end, the ball is stripped away in an Atchison foul. Purdy has 14. The Phoenix go up 53-51, but a foul at the other end of the court. And two free throws coming up for Hayden. It'll be Connor Hanneke coming to the free throw line. He's got 9 points today. Does not have a free throw opportunity yet this afternoon. That is going to be the fourth foul by Trayvon Gillum. Free throw's good. Atchison would be harmed if Trayvon goes out with foul issues. And Coach Battle with 4:09 to go in the game is going to leave him out there with those four fouls. The freshman is going to have to be careful. One more free throw coming up for Hanneke. It is in and out, no. Rebound, out of bounds, and it's going to be Hayden basketball. 53-52. Atchison with a one-point lead. Hayden will be inbounding it in front of their bench. Doing the inbound work is going to be Cade Mitchell, the 5'9" senior guard. He's going to be covered up by Jeremiah Thompson on the inbound. Atchison pressing, pressing, pressing. The ball's going to be thrown all the way to midcourt. And around to the left side, it's going to go. Hanneke with it. Comes out on top to Mitchell. He'll go baseline. Crossover, lean, shoot, miss it. Rebound tipped out. Atchison's going to peel it down. Coming up the floor with it. Phoenix, the running three. No. Rebound, Hayden. Atchison rushed that possession. Hayden coming up with a miss. And here's Compton. He'll take it over to the left side of Malachi Kidd. In the lane, it's batted away. It's going to be stolen by Atchison, and we're going to get a whistle in the backcourt. Let's see where this foul goes. The clock is running down. We're at 3:40 to go. They're not going to call a foul. They're going to say it is a kicked ball turned over to Hayden. Wildcats will bring it in. Again, they're in front of their offensive bench. Comes out on top to Hanneke. The big guy goes into the lane, kicks it back behind him. The 12-footer, no. Rebound. Saved on top to Hayden. Here's a 10-footer. It's good. Wildcats back in front. Cade Mitchell has seven. 54-53. Hayden. 3:10 to go. Every time you look at the clock, it seems like another minute disappears. And we're down to 3:10 left. Here's a shoulder-high dribble and a 14-foot runner. It's good. Trayvon has 18. Atchison back in front. 55-54. Fouls on top. Stolen by Yogi. Here comes Atchison. Down the floor. Showtime. And another blown layup by Atchison. Oh, my goodness. From the right side for three. Yes, for Hayden. Atchison misses an uncontested shot. And Hayden responds. It is 57-55. Here's a jump shot. It's up and good. Trayvon. And we're tied at 57. 2:17 to go. Driving in, the shot, nope. Benny Atchison foul on Cale Williams. 2:11 to play. 57-57. Atchison has gotten to the limit of fouls with Hayden coming to the line. Hayden has committed three, so they've got one to give. At the stripe, if you're Hayden, this is who you went up there. It's Carter Compton. He has been phenomenal. His free throw is perfect. He is 6 of 7 at the free throw line. He's got 28 points. Carter Compton, the 6-foot junior. One more free throw for the tie. There it is. It's now 50. Let me get the score right. We're going to take a break. 2:11 to play in the game. With those free throws, Hayden goes in front. Wildcats 59, Atchison at 57.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Irvin Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Irvin Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
All right, make sure we're going to clean this up. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the ballgame. 2:11 to play. It is 59-57, Hayden up two with those two free throws. And now, Atchison will put it in play in the backcourt. Hayden is going to press all the way up the floor. They're not going to guard the man doing the inbound. They're going to double-team his most likely inbound to target, and that is Trayvon. But Killam is going to get the basketball and bring it up the floor. 2:05 to go. Killam into the forecourt. Dishes across. The two-handed layup is up and good. The first bucket by Javonte Kelly. 59-59 with a minute 50 to go. Compton from 16. No. Rebound. Hayden. They'll skip it out on top. The step inside, the layup, no, and a charge! What a huge call! Hayden called for the player control foul. With a minute 41 to go, that's going to be the fourth foul of the ball game on Hayden's Kane to Mitchell. And Atchison will have it in play from the backcourt. Both teams are going to be shooting the rest of the game, as Hayden has four team fouls. So the next one will get him to five. And so we're going to have free throws and a bonus shot for the rest of the game. And that's only a minute 41 to go. Full court pressure applied by Hayden. The ball comes in play. And here comes Trayvon Gillum. The freshman point guard into the forecourt, accelerates, goes in, falls away. Offense, he hits the shot, falling backwards, draws a foul and knocks it down. Trayvon Gillum. That is his 22nd point. That is also going to be the fourth foul of the game for Malachi Kidd of Hayden. Hayden has three players with four fouls each. And the Phoenix have retaken the lead of 61-59. And a free throw coming up. Trayvon taking his time. The lefty. Boom. Knocks it down. It is 62-59. A minute 27 to go. Wildcats, I'm surprised, haven't taken a timeout. They have not. Coach Anthony working his sideline. They'll drive it into the forecourt. Take it around the perimeter. Plays off the screen. Get it to Compton. Back out on top. It'll go to Malachi. Kidd will kick it back over to Mitchell. Mitchell to Compton. Here's your guy. The shot ball from behind. And it's going to go out of bounds of Hayden. The 6'8" Javonte Kelly rejected that shot. Caroms it off a Hayden player. And the Phoenix crowd on their feet in Atchison. Timeout on the floor. Hayden with 1:09 to go in the game. Atchison 62, Hayden 59.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Really good. Back with it here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium. With a shoehorn, I'm not sure you can get one more fan into this room. And they are all on their feet. Not just the Phoenix fans, Wildcats fans, because this thing coming down to the wire. It is a 62-59 Atchison lead with 1:09 to go. And not only do they have the lead, but the Phoenix now have the basketball. It'll come in into the backcourt to Trayvon. Gillum to Yogi. And they're going to say it was kicked by a Hayden player. So it'll be inbounded again between the Hayden bench and the scorer's table. But the big deal right now is the clock. 1:03 to go. You cannot make up the time. You can make up the points. You cannot make up the time. Atchison into the forecourt. Yogi is knocked to the floor. 57 seconds to go. Not only is Yogi coming to the free throw line, Atchison with a chance at points, but again, some time has snuck off the clock. That is going to be the fifth foul for Hayden's Cade Mitchell. He's going to foul out with 57 seconds to go, end the game with 7 points. And Yogi coming to the free throw line. He is 2 of 3. At the line, he's got 14 points this evening, and the senior wants to keep his season alive, but that free throw doesn't go in. One more shot coming up for the 6'4" Atchison senior, Yogi Purdy. The free throw, yes. Yogi's grandfather coached Hayden's head coach, Dwayne Anthony, when he was a player here at Atchison. How's that for a small world? 47 seconds to go. Hayden with the basketball, but it is now a two-possession game. 63-59. Backing away with the basketball, it's going to be Compton. He'll launch a long three. Misses. Offensive rebound. Missed and an Atchison foul. The whistle is going to be on Kale Williams. And so Hayden will get exactly what they need. An opportunity to score some points with no time coming off the clock. 34 seconds left. I mean, basketball time is like dog years, man. It takes up. There's a lot involved here. You can do a lot in 30 seconds, but the first free throw is no good. Mason Becker, one more shot. Atchison, looking for their 25th win against no losses, but they're still 34 seconds away. The second free throw for Hayden, perfect. As the shot goes in, the timeout called, we're taking a break. 34 seconds left. Hold on tight. It's Atchison 63, Hayden 60.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Okay, here's the next thing you got to look at. Look at the shot clock. Look at the game clock. Game clock's at 34.3. You know what that means? The shot clock should be off. It says 35, but it ought to be off. Atchison does not have to shoot. Hayden's going to have to force something to happen here. And they do right there in the backcourt. They're going to foul K.O. Williams. The foul is going to be on Hayden's Connor Haneke. And here's something kind of odd. The big guy, he's in that lane. He's been banging around and making contact and being involved in a lot of action all game long. It is his first foul. 29 seconds to go, and Atchison coming to the line, leading it by three. Juan Cruz makes it a two-possession lead. Kale Williams misses. Williams with 11 points on the afternoon. That was his first free throw of the game. And again, one more shot for Kale. Hayden is not out of this. Do not count them out. They are too good and too well coached to be out. Second free throw. Got it. 64-60. 29 seconds left. Here comes Compton. The feed into the middle. The shot, nope. But an Atchison foul, and free throws coming up for Hayden. The whistle's going to be on Javonte Kelly. So Javonte will collect his first foul of the game, and Hayden, with 20 seconds left, comes to the line with Malachi Kidd. And can you believe it? Hayden has four starters and one bench player who have scored. Malachi Kidd is the only starter who has nothing on the board until that shot. Picks up his first point right there. Now, Atchison is going to take Javonte out of the game, and they're going to bring in another guard. One more free throw coming up for the 6'3 senior Malachi Kidd. For Hayden, it is up. He'll get them both. It is 64-62. 19 seconds ago, and the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds in the backcourt. Are we going to get a foul called over here? It's a foul. Hayden is going to force Atchison to win it at the free throw line. This is only the second foul on Haneke. And coming to the line is Trayvon. Gillum's first free throw. Oh, yeah. Trayvon Gillum. One more shot. He has given his team again a three-point lead. 18 seconds left in the game. 65-62 Phoenix in front of the home crowd. Second shot. He'll get them both. 66-62. And they're going to roll the ball and finally pick it up near midcourt. Into the forecourt with it. Compton dumps it over to the left side. The run, the shot, the bucket from the left side is up and good by Malachi. We're going to get a Hayden timeout. With 10 seconds to play in the game, they got a timeout on the floor. We're not done. It's Atchison 66, Hayden 64.
Hi, it's Erica.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back with you here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium, Class 4A, Sub-State Championship. Wow, what a game. It is 66-64. In the second half, the Phoenix found themselves trailing by double figures. They were down 41-31 with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. and have since battled back and have taken the lead and now are doing their best to hold Hayden off in the waning seconds. 10 seconds left. The ball comes into Trayvon. Gets it to Yogi. And he gets fouled in the backcourt. 6 seconds left. Yogi Purdy will walk to the other end of the court. If you're keeping that book at home, the foul is going to be on Everett Tortelot. And here comes Yogi Purdy. His team leads by two. Front one is good. I don't even have to tell you. You can listen to this Phoenix crowd. Don't get me wrong. A lot of Hayden fans here. But Atchison fans are going to outnumber him this afternoon 3-1. One more for Yogi. There it is. And we're going to get another timeout. Down to 6 seconds to go. Can the Phoenix hold on or will Hayden come back? With 6 seconds left, it's Atchison 68, Hayden 64.
Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
So glad to have you along with us here on Care Radio. What a great week of postseason, and it is not over. State tournament coming up. Benedictine Lady Ravens coming up next week. They go to the NAIA National Tournament. They're going to be in Campbellsville, Kentucky. All right, here we go. Hayden will be inbounding it from the backcourt. Hanukkah brings it in. Into the forecourt with three. The runner. It's good! Oh, my goodness! From a step inside midcourt! The three-point shot is good, but the clock runs out, and that is going to do it! The ball game is over. The final score. Atchison, 68. Hayden, 67. And we'll be back to summarize it for you. Right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, coming into the ball game, we all had various expectations. We had guesses. What are we going to see? What might we watch? What kind of game is it going to be? There is absolutely no one for Atchison who came out of this thing disappointed because they saw a little bit of everything. They saw their team battle from behind. They saw Atchison trail by double figures midway through the third quarter. They were down 41-31. Watched them battle back and ultimately put together a 26-point fourth quarter and held an excellent Hayden team away and win it 68-67. Just got to cover that last play. Hayden, with just seconds left, inbounds it. They get this thing just across midcourt. And, of course, it was Carter Compton throwing it at the rim and knocks down a, what has to be a 38-foot three-point shot. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Hayden, it was Carter Compton. Hard to get any better than this. Compton, 32 points tonight. Connor Haneke had 9. Kate Mitchell, 7. Also, Everett Chartelot had 7 and 4 apiece. Mason Becker and Malachi Kidd. For the Phoenix, 4-minute double-figure scoring led by the freshman Trayvon Gillum with 25. 17 for Yogi Purdy, a dozen for Kale Williams, and 10 for Jeremiah Thompson. Josiah Thompson, Javonte Kelly, each had 2 for Atchison. Gentlemen, be well. Hope you enjoyed it. You got it. Here we go. The Bank of Atchison player of the game. Always tough. Who do you pick? Not always a high score. Maybe somebody did more than that. Well, I'm going to tell you who my Bank of Atchison player of the game. We're going to make a plural. We're going to talk about these 4 seniors who have played their final game on the Atchison High School floor here this afternoon. For Atchison, the seniors here today, Kale Williams and Yogi Purdy, Josiah Thompson and Javonte Kelly, along with, you can't forget, Isaiah Commode. So 5 seniors, and what a great career they have had. What a great season they are still having, and they are not done yet. Hayden ends the game and ends the season at 14-11 for the Phoenix. The quest for the perfect season continues. Atchison 25-0. I want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. It was a great one. Everything we'd hoped it might be. Phoenix win it over Hayden. Final score, Atchison 68, Hayden 67. And until we greet you next time for, wow, great job, Justin Fluke. Fantastic work producing and engineering at Acare Studios. We appreciate you coming down and making it all happen for us. Tomcats here in the Atchison Gym where there are smiles aplenty. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
You've trusted Amberwell with your health for years, from checkups to surgeries, in the good times and the harder ones. And now, when it matters most, they're here again with Amberwell Hospice Care. Receive compassionate end-of-life care from caregivers you already know and trust. It's care that understands your medical history, your values, and your family. You're never alone with Amberwell Hospice Care. Call 913-360-5520 or visit amberwellhealth.org.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 34 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Lows level off around 44 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Monday with highs 76. 77 storms likely Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.